Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from John. He writes, why is it that the body replaces its cells every few years or so? It's not clear why this is beneficial from an evolutionary perspective. My old arm was working just fine. Thanks, John. You've touched there on the fascinating phenomenon of cell regeneration. This is a critical biological process across all living organisms, and it's my pleasure to introduce Professor of Cardiovascular Science Nadia Rosenthal from Imperial College London to explain further.
Thanks, James. Cells, like any complex machine, wear down over time. Their DNA accumulates mutations, their component parts become damaged, or they're naturally lost in the process of bodily functions.
It follows, given that these cells wear out over time, we need to replace them somehow. Just take the 500 million skin cells shed off the body each day, for example.
Exactly. Replacing aged cells is one way to ensure that there is a constant replenishment of old or dysfunctional cells with young, healthy cells so they can continue to perform their cellular functions properly. Most of the 37 trillion cells in our body maintain the capacity to replace themselves by producing daughter cells from small populations of progenitors set aside for this process.
Given the amazing variety of functions cells are responsible for, not all of them regenerate in the same way. Skeletal muscles last for decades, while your nerve and heart muscle cells are the same ones you've had since you were a child.
Indeed, healthy cells only divide when necessary, and the process is tightly controlled. Otherwise, your arm wouldn't keep its exquisitely choreographed functions. We don't yet fully understand how this perfect replacement process works, but we know when it goes wrong, either in the case of cancer, where you get uncontrolled cell proliferation, spinal cord injury or dementia, in which case no replacement of lost nerve connections occurs, or even heart failure, where lost muscle cells are replaced with scars. Other animals such as starfish or salamanders do a much better job at regeneration and can grow back a whole arm. Wouldn't we love to know how to do that?
Thanks, Nadia. To recap, as cells get older, they incur more damage, which can lead to more mutations and a greater likelihood of things going wrong. Luckily, most of our cells have the ability to produce daughter cells from within, allowing us to maintain our critical bodily functions and adapt to changes in our environment. Thanks for the question, John, and thanks again, of course, to Nadia Rosenthal from Imperial College London. Next week, we're answering this question from listener Andrew.
Hi, I've been doing some GCSE practice maths papers with my son today. I find it quite amazing that I can still answer some of these questions, given that I've not used any of this maths for probably 40 years. And we both agreed that remembering maths feels quite different to recalling facts for other subjects. Why is that? And is a different bit of the brain used to remember maths? Thanks.
Another corker of a question, and one you can have your own say on over at nakedscientists.com/forum. Be sure to drop us a line also if you have a question of your own. The address is chris@nakedscientists.com. Until then, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.